Episode 2266, begin with the end in mind.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. How is your week going so far? Maybe you are on spring break. Maybe you're coming back. Maybe it's in between. Maybe you don't even know what you're doing. We'll take a deep breath. Today is all about your health. How are you treating your body? How are you treating your heart? What about your mind? I want you to begin with the end in mind. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. I got to tell you, my voice is still a little bit raspy. I get excited and then it kind of breaks apart. So if you hear me crackling a little bit, it's okay. I promise you, I am feeling wonderful since it is Wellness Wednesday and we're knocking it out of the park with healthy living. What have you been doing for your health recently? You know, too many of us try to take shortcuts when it comes to healthy living. But what happens when your shortcuts complicate your goals? Begin with the end in mind. If only we would be a little more patient. Are you impatient sometimes? Oh, I sure am. Oh my goodness gracious. I can tell you stories about how impatient I am. But if we were patient and we gave ourselves that gift, we might actually meet or exceed our goals in life, especially when it comes to our health. But what tends to get in the way? Time. T-I-M-E. Time gets in the way. Time is the greatest excuse to do or not to do when it comes to our health and wellness. Oh, how about you go exercise? Well, I just don't have time. Well, why don't you make yourself a healthy dinner? Oh, I just don't have time. Well, then when you do have time, you're like, oh, but I've got something else to do. You don't make the excuse that you have time. You just say, I've got something else to do. Either way, it's a losing battle. Time is the greatest excuse to do or not to do. How do you use and utilize your time? I know you probably don't think about it because you're running too much. You're off with the activities or you're doing work, cleaning the kitchen, doing some laundry, folding lots of clothes and lots and lots and lots of clothes. And yes, guess what? Springtime means more laundry. Because it's still a little bit chilly in the morning. And then in the afternoon, they're like, oh, it's so hot. And then they take everything off. And you're like, seriously, two outfits? I can remember when my children went through three outfits. And that wasn't counting what they did for their activities. That really began to add up with five children. But that's for another episode. When we look at our health is truly our wealth. And one thing we can never get back is our time. So how can you blend all of this together? I was driving my son. We were running an errand, heading out close to the university here in town. And what I was noticing is how you just had some crazy drivers out there. They were just going in and out. And this was six lanes of traffic, three both ways, and one center turn lane. So it can get really crazy. And it was around lunchtime, and that's not fun. You know, it just, you know, yeah. In the city, lunchtime, not fun. And the crazy thing is, it's an older part of town, and so the lanes are a lot smaller. And I'm in a very big SUV. And I jokingly always say when we drive down this area, I'm like, suck it in, because I'm pretending that Black Beauty, that's the name of my car, I'm pretending that Black Beauty is going to shrink a little bit when I breathe in, and it really doesn't happen. But we have come so close. I'm talking 2 inches close to touching somebody else's mirror with my mirror. Oh yeah, I mean, yes, don't get me started. But in watching all of this, and we're driving down the road, you get these people that are weaving in and out. All of a sudden they go, oh wait, I'm going to turn here. Knowing that they're doing what? Trying to get a shortcut. only to be cut off by a train. Oh, that shortcut failed. We do the same thing when it comes to our health. We're like, oh, you know what? I just want to lose 20 pounds. So I'm not going to eat certain things for 2 weeks and then I'll be fine. I'll drop the 20 and I'll go back. And yeah, maybe we'll stay off for a few months. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, what happened? I can't fit into what I thought I was fitting into. And then you're back to square one. Oh, but not only is it 20 pounds now, it's 22 and a half pounds. And you do it again. And then pretty soon you find out that when you started just wanting to lose 20 pounds, it's now ended up being 45 to 60 pounds. And you're like, wait, what happened? This isn't my life. This isn't what I really wanted. If you are looking to avoid the shortcuts and infuse your life with lasting results, begin with the end in mind. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Begin with the end in mind. You know, Stephen Covey said this, to begin with the end in mind means to start with a clear understanding of your destination. It means to know where you're going so that you better understand where you are now so that the steps you take are always in the right direction. Begin with the end in mind. So taking his words, let's look at this from a health perspective. Number one, start with a clear understanding. No matter where you are in your health journey, and this includes if you have a perfect, healthy body, you still need to start with a clear understanding because it's a new season. Spring has sprung. And so now we've got to start getting ready for what? Delicious fruits and vegetables that are going to be coming from the garden and the trees. And they're going to be wonderful. But then you've got to be careful because you can eat a little bit too much on some versus the other. And some you'll be like, well, I just need more greens. And then others are like, no, but I need more reds. You got to start with a clear understanding. And I want you to focus on this because there's this misunderstanding when it comes to how we live healthy. Our bodies are brilliant. God made us so intelligent, not as in our mind. I mean, our mind is intelligent, but I'm talking about our body, how it communicates with itself. When we give it what it needs, it will respond accordingly. However, guess what? Change is a constant. And so we have to make sure that we're coming back, always understanding where we are starting. We've got to start with that clear understanding of saying, okay, I got it. It's clarity. This is where I'm headed. You know, I started walking around Labor Day of last year, and I've really been on this mission to not miss one day. Now, have I been perfect? Of course not. I've done some traveling. I've also had some stormy weather days. We've had snow days. Now, I must say I have walked in the rain. No lightning was involved, so I was safe. But there were some of our snow days that it was just too slick out there that I may have ended up with something broken, so I did not walk. But for the most part, I started with one goal in mind, a clear understanding that I was going to walk every single day. And it started out to be very, very simple. 3 miles. That was it. 3 miles. I got this. 3 miles a day. And it immediately, within the first week, jumped to 5 miles a day. Within 7 days, I was up to 7 miles a day. And so now, on average, I walk 7 to 11 miles a day. Now, sometimes I can get it in. And sometimes I can't. Now, there have been a few days that they've been longer than 11 miles. Not very many, but a select few. I tell you all of that because with every step that I've taken, as the months have passed, I've had to reevaluate where my clear understanding is of the goal of my walking. What is the mission at hand? If you're looking at eating healthy and all of a sudden you're great at eating your greens, you're getting in 7-8 servings a day. I might be great at getting the vegetables in, but I've got to get the fruits in. So you've got to start with a clear understanding. And it changes, right? Because change is a constant. So you've got to keep revisiting that. A lot of where we fall off the wagon when it comes to our healthy living is that we sit there and go, okay, well, I can do this for the rest of my life. No, really, you can't. Because your life is going to change. You may not have the same function, whether it's with your legs, with your bowels, with your intestines. I mean, come on, let's be real here. But we get this, all this stuff in our head that says, oh, but I have to stay like this. You got to be adaptable. You got to be flexible and versatile. You've got to look at your health and say, okay, this is working for me now. And maybe another month later, you need to look at it and reevaluate. Start with a clear understanding. Don't think that one size fits all your entire life, because I'm here to tell you, it doesn't work that way. So if you're beginning to go into another stage of life from, let's say, being a woman who has a normal menstrual cycle and can have children to perimenopause, going into menopause, you are changing your life right now. And that means you need to look at what you're doing for your body. Your body is going to have different needs than what it did when it was 30 years old. If you're 55 years old, there's a big difference here. So start with a clear understanding. Revisit what you're doing for your body, because just as well as you think it's serving you now, maybe in 2 months, it's not serving you as well. Or you need to tweak it a little bit. And guess what? That makes things exciting. Don't get all upset about it. Just know and understand, yep, I got to start fresh every once in a while and make sure I need to tweak some things. It's all right. Number two, understand where you are now. Stephen Covey says this, it means to know where you're going so that you better understand where you are now, right? It's that GPS system. If you don't have where you are now, how in the heck are you ever going to get there? If you're stuck in the middle of a field versus on the flight path at an airport, those are two different areas. Yes, they're very open, but the location is different. So understand where you are now. What does your body need now? If you're going through a very stressful time and your body is feeling it, you're going to need to eat differently. And in fact, if you're not sleeping well and you're like, gosh darn it, I'm not getting my 8-9 hours that I'm used to. I'm only getting like 5 hours. That's hurting your body. And if you're one who's saying, oh, I'm going to strength train and this is awesome, and you hit at it every single day, when you're tired, you run the risk of having greater injuries. So you got to be careful. You may have to step back a little bit and say, you know what? Maybe I'm not going to lift either as heavy or as often because I'm tired. I'm worn. And my body can't heal after I tear down the muscle. Now, is that forever? No. But 2 weeks, it's okay to give your body a break. Understand where you are now so you can keep going where you want to go. And finally, number three, take the next step in the right direction. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You've got to be willing to take that next step, which means you've got to embrace change. You've got to say, it's okay if I have to eat differently all of a sudden. And you're going to be like, oh, but I just got used to doing this. Well, it's called life. And we live in a world that changes. We've got to adapt to that now and embrace it and lead with the attitude of saying, you know what? I can do this. All I'm doing is adjusting what I need for my body, for my mind. You can become who you desire to be both inside and out. However, you must have patience and forgo the shortcuts. I was looking outside yesterday, specifically at an area by our pool, and I noticed some plants. And the colors of the leaves on majority of the plant are bronze in color. And that has nothing to do because it's spring. It's because we had a very hard freeze and snow that happened later in the season. And the leaves could not handle it. And so basically, they died. Now, some of our plants out there, the leaves actually fell off. But these two big, amazing plants, they just look like they have bronze leaves to them. But I looked at the very, very bottom, because you see, I recently mulched, laid down all this beautiful mulch. And here I see at the bottom, a touch of green on the base of these two plants. Those plants are still alive. But if you look at the bronze leaves, oh, no, no, no. You're like, yeah, cut them down. But now at the base, after a week and a half, there are so many bright green leaves coming out. I'm like, this plant's going to come back. Now, I could have, you know, been one of those homeowners that said, oh, I am not going to wait for this. I'm going to rip you out because you're ugly, and I'm going to replace you with a smaller plant that's green because I want the shortcut. I want what I want now. But in looking at that, it's a reminder to me that with anything we do in our life, it takes time. And what's our greatest asset in life that we can't ever get back and we can't buy enough of is time. Begin with the end in mind. Know where you want to go, however, understanding that it's a process, it's a journey. Your nutrition may have a destination over a period of time. Let's say you decide to say, okay, I'm not taking sugar in. And this is what I'm doing. A lot of you gave up stuff for Lent. Maybe sugar was one of it. And you said, I'm not doing it. And you're pulling yourself off of it for a certain period of time. But then you're going to come back and try and reintroduce it back to your body. Well, understand that our bodies are going to interpret things differently. We're always changing. Our nutrition may have a destination, meaning that, okay, in 45 days, I'm going to start using sugar again. But that doesn't mean that I am eating less healthy. But my healthy living, my lifestyle, it goes on. It never ends. So it's a journey, not a destination. Your fitness. When you were younger, maybe you loved running and you were a runner and you would run all the time. But then as you got older, it got a little harder on your joints and pounding the pavement really was hurting you. So for, yes, a period of time for your running, that was a destination because it ended. But your healthy living, the lifestyle, is a journey. Begin with the end in mind. Do what lasts and be the change you want to see. Don't get frustrated with yourself. I know it's easy to do. But when you take the time, start with clear understanding, understand where you are now to create your now, and remember, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. then you got it. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.